Hello, my name is Stas, and I am a postdoc in laser analytic groups and molecular neuroscience group in the University of Cambridge. In this video, I will talk a bit more about super resolution microscopy we are using in order to work with different biological objects, but mostly cells. This technique called stochastic optical reconstruction microscopy, or STORM. Let's begin. Many of you probably knows how basic microscopes work and what they consist of. Each microscope consists of source of the light, which is usually a bright field lamp, place for the sample, and two lenses. One is objective lens that zoom image coming out from the sample, and second is imaging lens, which is focus light into the imaging plane. In case of this microscope, imaging plane will be my eye. But in science, we usually use camera instead, as camera allows us take images and save them. But in biology, we are usually using another type of microscopy. It's called fluorescent microscopy. In fluorescent microscopy, we are using fluorescent molecules, or so-called fluorophores. Fluorophores are able to absorb the light with one wavelength and re-emit the light with another wavelength. These molecules are specific to the wavelengths of absorbed and emitted light. So in order to make them fluorescent, we need to use powerful source of the light with specific wavelength spectrum. The typical bulb lamp is not a good choice, as it contains light with many different wavelengths. For fluorescent microscope, lasers as source of the lights are usually used. So, if we assume those molecules and attach them to specific organelles inside the cell, for instance, only to the membrane, or only to the nuclei, or only to mitochondria, then, under fluorescent microscopy, we can see clearly these structures of interest, which is particularly important in biophysics and imaging biological objects. The main characteristics of any microscopy is resolution. The resolution is defined as the smallest distance between images of two point-like source objects. In our case, point-like source object, the smallest object we could imagine, is actually one fluorescent molecule. Any optical system have a resolution limit, described by Ernst Abbe. The lowest value for optical microscopy resolution can be achieved is around 250 nanometers. STORM, a super resolution technique, can overcome this limit and achieve resolution 10 times higher. Let's see what the trick is used to obtain high resolution images. In microscope, each fluorescent molecule will appear as a light circle. If two molecules are situated well apart from each other, we can easily distinguish them. But now, if we place them too close to each other, they become almost indistinguishable. The trick is simple. In order to find position of molecule 1, we need to turn off molecule 2, and vice versa. To see clearly molecule 2, we have to turn off molecule 1. In the moment, unfortunately, we cannot turn fluorophores on and off in a well-controlled manner, but instead we can make them blink, so molecules will switch on and off in a random manner, or so-called stochastical. That's why this technique called stochastic optical reconstruction microscopy. In order to make sure that we capture blinks from all fluorescent molecules in field of view, we will need to record many frames, as at one frame only some portion of all fluorophores will emit the light. Let's see how it works in a real experiment. I'm at the microscope. It can be used as typical bright field microscope and also as STORM. My sample is a human cells. Let's first have a look on the sample under lamp illumination. We observe scattered from the cell light, mostly in shape. In my current experiment, I am interested in observing cell membrane. I have added fluorescent molecules which attach to the cell membrane. In order to activate them, I need to switch source of the light to laser. Now we see fluorescent molecules that attach to the cell membrane. This is how standard fluorescent microscopy images look like. In order to perform STORM imaging, we have to make fluorophores blink. In order to do this, two conditions must be achieved. First, sample should be in oxygen scavenging buffer. And second, very high laser power. I already added the buffer, so now I just pump up the laser power up to the maximum. Now we clearly see that fluorophores are blinking and not shining permanently anymore. In order to produce one image, I will record the video with 30,000 frames. The resulting image will be a reconstruction from all recorded frames. That's why this microscopy called reconstruction. All single blinks will be detected and filtered. After, the blink that passes filtering will be all added as spots to one final reconstructed image. As you can see, reconstructed image from STORM is much clearer and have higher resolution than standard fluorescent or bright field microscope. Thank you for your attention and thanks for watching this video.